The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Carnivore Shred. Carnivore Shred is a 2-in-1 thermogenic protein product. This thing is setting the world on fire. My man Roger's been on it for a couple weeks. Tell me a little bit about it, Roger. A
couple weeks now. Like Frankie said, I've been doing it for a couple weeks. Definitely the 2-in-1 protein thermogenic powder is definitely giving me results. Like I said, I've been on it for a few weeks now. As a matter of fact, I just tried on Frankie's t-shirt and it actually damn near fit me.
Listen, I'm taking the carnivore protein, so my mediums are not like regular mediums.
Mediums.
Listen, Carnivore Shred is a fat-burning, muscle-building solution featuring the power of carnivore beef protein isolate. Guys, this is delicious. Gets the job done. Check it out.
Real show, here we go. Real show, here we go. You know that it's gotta be that time, so this is what we chant. What keeps on getting them all amped in advance? Come on. You and I rocking out with Iron Man FE. You get the general's point of view on top of Roger's rants. Whenever it's happening out, we're putting the most minutes in. You already know what that's about. You know that winners win. Crush whatever's on task, check the podcast. It's the champ and the tramp, let the bomb blast.
Building an RTD, man. I guess you could shove that up your ass if you wanted to.
Put in the freezer first.
It's square. Can't fit a square peg in a round hole, they say. Is that why they call it pegging?
Pegging.
You guys are good whenever.
Okay.
What's up, Jert?
What's up, Franklin?
My man, Jert.
Jert.
Doubling dirt.
Ken over there.
Huh?
Ken, you're Ken.
Ken?
Franklin.
Oh, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah, Ken.
Are you talking about like, I'm not like your family, like you guys talk
next
up there.
To Ken.
My Ken, I'm going to go have some sex with my Ken.
What movie was
that
Patrick
there?
Swayze was in where his brother got killed?
Next of Kin,
next
bro.
Next of Kin, that one?
That movie's fucking awesome.
It was a good movie, yeah.
Hell yeah.
He was great. I love Swayze.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Wonder how this new Roadhouse is gonna. Wonder if they're gonna pay homage to him in any way.
And they have to.
They got to.
He's gonna raise Conor McGregor. I think you know. All right. Do you remember Roadhouse or no?
Yeah, of course.
Like pretty good or vaguely.
No, I mean.
Okay. Do you remember the bad guy? Who was the bad guy?
I forget his name, but I know
Preston,
who he was.
Right?
Yeah,
Preston.
He ran the whole town.
Old guy, right?
Yeah.
Remember he had his guy.
No, I don't think he was an old guy. The dude that got his throat ripped. Oh no, that was yes. I'm sorry. That was like his. Head honcho dude, yeah. That was
yeah,
like
yeah.
That
it was like
dude.
His muscle.
Yeah, right?
He got his throat ripped out.
That's right.
So but they think that guy that plays Connor plays that guy?
Probably.
That's what I think.
Can't play the old dude, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be. It's gotta be the muscle. Yep.
I wonder. Wonder who plays the old guy. You should have got that part.
Got that role?
Yeah.
Could've been what was good. His line in the bar? Be nice until it's time not to be nice.
It's like how do I know? I'll let you know.
Yeah. That's good. He was good in anything he was in. Even Ghost.
Yeah, I mean, it was all right.
Ghost, man.
Yeah, it was such a big movie. I wasn't into
it. You cried a little bit on that.
I was too young. I was too young.
You were a big Whoopi fan, Whoopi Goldberg.
No, I met her, actually. I have a picture of her. I took a picture with her.
Did you have wide lens?
At a Jet Stadium.
Really?
Yeah.
She wanted a picture with you, or you wanted a picture with her?
She said, Frankie, oh my God. I love MMA.
No, she didn't.
Tom's River.
No, she didn't. She's not an MMA fan, no way. She does not like violence. She doesn't like anything related to violence in any way. How did you get a picture with her? You had to ask for one.
I told her I was a situation. No. Yeah, I don't know how it happened. The PR people do that stuff. I don't ask people for pictures.
Gotcha. I met Rosie O'Donnell once. She was actually really nice.
Yeah, she seems kind of.
She gave us a ride. We couldn't find her car. She's like, jump in mine. And I'll give you a ride to your car. So we went out some back. It was at a UFC fight.
Oh, yeah?
She was one of her kids. I think she's got a bunch of kids. But anyway, one of them. And We walked out with her. We didn't talk politics, that's for sure. But she was nice. She gave us a ride back to wherever our car was because it was
what
so packed. And, just jumped in her limo, but hers was like in not a limo, but car service. Hers was like back down the alley, and our guy couldn't get down the alley or whatever. You know, it was all the TV trucks and all that shit, and we jumped in with her, and she gave us a ride to our car.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
Very sweet of her.
Look at that.
Yep.
I'm sure Donald knew that. He wouldn't be so critical of her.
Yeah, yeah. What was his line? I never called a woman fat, just Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Or a disgusting pig or something like that.
Yeah.
Just one.
How about that? How about your guy, though? How about your guy?
You gonna say my guy's Biden? Is that where we're going with this?
No.
What guy? What?
Trump.
What about him?
He's got indicted again.
You told me that, but I was on the road all day and I didn't see it.
Okay,
why?
I'm telling you. I don't know. For trying to overturn the election.
Oh. They're so scared that he's going to get in.
He's saying he's going to run from jail.
They're so scared.
What would happen? Imagine he's in jail. I heard someone, I went to a barbecue.
He could win.
Listen, I went to a barbecue this weekend, right, at a buddy's house, and like a brother-in-law, uncle type, you know. What was he saying? Oh, man. I probably can't say what he was saying. I think about it. But yeah, he.
Well, it's funny, right? When he was 2016, he's running, right? Their claim was Russian collusion. You know, colluding with foreign governments and all this sort of shit. Fast forward, you know, till now, we're finding out that everybody that was accusing him of it were actually the people doing it.
Right.
If he runs and he wins from prison, which, listen. They're so scared to death of that man that they probably will put him in prison. If he runs and wins in prison, it should be all those people in prison. So it'd be the system working backwards yet again. It's crazy.
That's what he was saying. He's like, he's going to have to win so he can pardon himself. Yeah. Is that how it works? Don't you get to pardon people at the end of your presidency?
I mean, right? You can, yeah.
You can pardon at any
time. Oh, yeah?
You can? Usually they wait till the end, right? Yeah, wasn't Obama the one that pardoned the most ever of any president? Or might have got that wrong. Maybe I got that wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, but they are doing everything. I mean, it's kind of it's almost. And I've seen someone say it's almost comical now at this point. People are like, he got arrested again. Okay.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
It's not even news.
Bro, have you ever seen a more persecuted man than him ever in your life? Ever.
Yeah, I think if he gets charged for what he, or if he gets, you know, is guilty from what he's charged with, they say he goes to jail for like 50 years, something crazy.
What happened to the New York tax fraud one where he was indicted on that? What
I think they're all pressing still.
Oh, they're all,
I think they're all pressing.
Multiple.
Yeah. Yep.
They're just asking.
So, yeah.
Now, mind you, there was two DAs, New York DAs, that were in power prior to the guy that decided to press charges that said there wasn't enough evidence.
Mm.
Remember, this is also the guy that was withholding discovery, right? The same prosecutor held a whole bunch of discovery back, which is, you know, illegal to do, I guess. It's crazy, man. They just got it out for this guy so bad. And what does that tell you?
I don't know what. I don't know anything anymore.
You think the people that are in power now are doing a good job? Or you think...
What
do you think? Just elaborate on your thoughts, bud. You said, I don't know what to think anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what to think anymore. Who's what and what's what? That's what I'm saying. But the people in charge are not doing a good job.
I don't know what to think anymore either. I totally agree with that. However, that dude's got my vote all day because he did everything he said he was going to do.
I'm not sitting here talking about votes.
That's why I said elaborate on that thought.
I'm not sitting there. I'm not endorsing candidates right now. That's not what we're here to do. Is that what we're here to do?
No.
You just endorsed Donald Trump.
Yeah. Of everybody so far.
I'm going to wait and see how the primaries go out. Then I'm going to endorse who I want to endorse.
Okay.
As an endorsement, what is an endorsement? You don't have to be somebody to endorse somebody. Like, who the fuck wants me to say? Who cares who I want president?
I wouldn't call my opinion an endorsement,
but
right
isn't that
now,
what they say, right?
Right. I think if you think you're somebody, you call it an endorsement. I don't think I'm anybody.
So you just want? No, honestly, that's probably our guy. But I do like this Kennedy Jr. But I know there's no way he's gonna be that guy.
I like him because I like everything he says. I'm on board with what he says, but I also like him because the Democrats hate him. It must mean he's doing something right.
Right. He's against the grain. Yep. That's what we need. We need against the grain, not these lifelong politicians. Right. I've seen something like a chart of people in their 70s that are in Congress, and it was like 1800s. It was like down here. I guess it must have been age chart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the dinosaurs.
And then like literally just 2020.
Who was the old dinosaur speaking the other day that literally
Feinstein? Yeah.
No, that's yeah. Was it Feinstein? Mm-hmm. I thought she was the female.
Yeah,
female. No. Oh, that's the one where they said just say.
Yeah. She was about like going to. Not her.
The guy, the old.
Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. He literally had, like froze up.
Froze staring at the camera. It was.
And he's a Republican, right? Is it? Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but he's.
Rhino, right?
Rhino, yeah.
But come on, what are these people doing, dude? It's just
term limits. We need term limits in the worst way.
It's not going to happen, all right?
They all go in making, I don't know, I'm guesstimating here, you know, what, $150,000 to $200,000 a year? And within a year or two, like AOC is a good example, within a few years of being in, they all own million-dollar homes, they've got multiple properties, they've got... Like their you know, their stocks are through the roof. Like there's something so off there, you know. But my brakes are probably gonna go out of my car on the way home.
Yeah, let's move on. Lizzo, bro, you see what happened with Lizzo?
I did.
It's kind of crazy though, right? That she's fat shaming somebody.
Yeah.
How can she fat shame somebody?
I have no clue. I mean, if you look at her
dancers are big girls.
Yeah, that's her whole thing. Big girl wins.
So she's one girl got too big for her?
I don't know.
You know what? I think none of them are as big as her. Maybe this one started getting as big as her. She's like, yo, bitch.
Yeah, back up.
I'm the big girl in town. Right?
I think, isn't it like Big Girl Productions or something is the name of one of her inks?
Is it?
Something like that. But yeah, all her backup dancers are big girls.
But did you see what happened?
Sexual assault with the bananas and the strip club in Amsterdam.
Made them eat a banana out of the strip, not out of the prostitute's vagina. Right.
Oh, prostitute or those strip? Well, maybe it's Amsterdam. I think it's probably one and the same. But yeah. Made one of her security
Remember
guard
that? Have you
dudes.
Ever done that?
No.
No.
Eat a banana. I've never even banged a prostitute, have you?
No. What?
I've never have. Bro.
He said, have you?
You laugh. I know you haven't. I know that, but I'm just throwing it out there. But tons of my friends have. Tons.
Oh, I know a lot of people.
I know a lot of guys that go to the fucking jerk bang places there, whatever they call the massage parlors.
Rub and tugs.
Yeah. I've never done that, ever, bro.
Happy ending.
I don't know. Something about it. Can't do it. Now I've spent just as much money trying to get in the vagina of a girl I like. More money. Way more money. But I
like
guess,
a banana, you're saying?
No, like dinners and wining and dining and whatever. But, you know, I've spent 10 times the money it would cost me.
To just pay him. Yeah. Someone says, I don't know who said, you're not paying for the pussy. You're paying for them to leave.
Yeah. That is true. That is fact.
But, I mean, like, you might be the fucking sixth guy that paid her to leave that day. That kind of rubs me the wrong way.
You know what the...
No pun intended.
Yeah. You know what the lesson there learned is... Early in the day, start.
But still,
8 a.m.
You're number 40 that week, though. You know, like,
you said the day. I was just trying to help you out with the day.
I'd give at least.
There's a few of those places around here. I'm not going to say where because I don't really want to get anybody to get rub and tug places right here,
dude. Tom's River's filled with them. Are you kidding?
Is it?
Me?
I only know of two.
Listen, if there's a massage parlor that's not like a hand in stone, it's probably a rub and tug.
I'm pretty sure I went to one. Unknowingly, like I was, you know, when I was going through my bullshit, I was so stressed, and I went to get food, and I pulled into a Portuguese place to get food, and I looked next door, and it says, you know where, and it says, you know, massage or whatever. Yeah. So I'm like, oh man, I was just stressed, you know. This is back when I lost like 30 pounds because I was just so stressed out, and I was like, oh man, that's perfect, you know. So I go in, there's one lady working the counter. I'm thinking there's more people in the back working. No. It's a one-stop shop. The older Asian lady working the counter is the same girl that gives you the massage. So she's like, broken English, you know, what do you want? I said, just a, you know, like a deep tissue massage, whatever. It's like, okay. Comes in the room, shuts the things, puts some light music on or whatever. And her, the lady that just took my money, comes to the back and then gets up. There's a bar that goes across the ceiling, grabs a bar and starts walking on my back.
Bro. Yeah, they
I've never had that done before.
No, that's good, bro.
Really? So I'm like, what that's the good. Fuck is
you don't
this?
Like that? You that's good, man.
I've never had it done before, so I'm like, this is a first for me. But then came down, then started like pulling the pants down a little bit, rubbing on the hips and stuff. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, is this one of these places? Then I hear the ding, ding, ding. Door comes in. I hear the lady leaves. She'd be like, oh, one minute, goes, leaves. And I hear him whispering. She's whispering with a man out there, like, you know me, I don't know what they're saying. But I'm like, this is definitely a rub and tug place. So the guy goes in. I hear his pants hit the floor. And all. I'm like, holy shit. I left my, probably, I think I had shorts on.
So wait a minute. He was, wait.
Wow. He's waiting like one door over while she's finishing my massage.
Wow, finishing you off while she's finishing you off?
Then I didn't. I think she was waiting for me to roll over or whatever.
Turn
you know,
over on your back.
No, I never did. But, I mean, why would you whisper? Why would you come in and whisper? You know what I mean?
Don't want to interrupt the guest.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
So, but.
Yeah, not. Nope.
Negative. I was in Vegas one time at a bachelor party. We were walking back to our hotel room at like, I don't know, 4 a.m. And there was a couple girls trying to get us, you know, like, what are you guys doing? Let's party. And I was drunk, younger. I was like, I don't know, guys, these girls want to party. And they're like, no, bro. They're prostitutes. They want to take your money. I was like, oh, all right.
How do you know? Why didn't they
just
want?
I guess they could just tell by the looks on me. Like, random, decent looking girls that 4 a.m. that looked like they just, you know, they weren't out all night. They were like, they looked like they just woke up an hour ago and put like stripper outfits on. You know, they were fresh, looking to party. Can we come back to your room? You want to come with us? You know, like who does that? You know,
what if Magic took them back to your room? One thing happened, like just like giving them money, but like, what money?
I think they negotiated before.
Before,
pretty sure. I don't know, but pretty
like
sure.
Tupac says, "Why pay for pussy when the dick's for free?"
What?
Did you not hear me?
I heard you.
Why pay for pussy when the dick's for free?
Why pay for pussy when the dick's for free? Oh, I got all right.
Yeah,
I guess. All right.
She's getting the dick for free.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. Stay, keep up. Got to keep up.
I never heard that from Tupac ever. Yeah. I never heard that saying.
Well, I pay attention to stuff.
I thought you were a Biggie guy.
Well, I'm a music guy. I like music.
All right.
You only like.
I went to Millville Speedway, I guess it's called New Jersey Motorsports Park, but quite a ride. It's like an hour and a half out there, but the Cloud9 Exotic Velocity driving guys were out there again today. They had all the exotic cars, the same cars that we saw before, except this time they had a Vette when we went up there. They had a Ferrari and all the other cars. But so I did the McLaren first. Got used to the track. I've never been out there. I keep hearing about this. Have you been there?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. Violent, kind of, right?
Near Violent. Yeah. Millville, but right, near Violent. Right, yeah. But anyway, I did the McLaren the first lap, and I kind of got used to it. And it's, you know, like there's like the back stretch, which is kind of these, it's kind of flat, but it's these kind of S turns and stuff. And I was just taking my time through there. And then you come up this hill, and once you hit that bottom apex and you make that turn, then you get on it. You come up over this hill, and it's a straight stretch. And the guy that was the instructor that took me around like four laps before he turned it over to me, I said, how fast were we going there? And this, you know, I wasn't nervous because I know it was the same guy I had before. Mm. But, you know, got to the point where I'm looking ahead. I'm like, bro, we ain't going to stop. We're going to go right over the top of that hill into the grass because there's no way this car can stop. And he'll mash the brakes. And you get stopped, and you bang the right at the top of things.
Oh, you were driving with him, you're saying?
I'm with him. And I'm like, you know, I wasn't nervous because I knew what he was doing. But in your head, if you'd never been in a fast car, you would think there's no way he's getting stopped in time because he brakes, you know, you brake really late. But the brakes are just so huge on those cars. It's crazy what they do. So we were in the McLaren to start, the same one I drove at Giants, but it's nothing like Giant Stadium because you're in a parking lot. This is an actual track with hills and corners. And I said to him, how fast? He said, about 150. I said, damn, right? So in my head, I'm like, I'll never. He's like an expert. He's not an expert, but he's a professional driver. It's like, I'll never hit it. So I kept looking at the speedometer. I was getting close. I was like 145, 146. And I was braking later and later and later.
145, what, the straightaway?
On straightaway.
You right? Sure? 145?
I got it on video, buddy. You want to see
it? Wow.
So we went to McLaren, and then I did the Lambo. I felt the most comfortable in the Lambo as far as the, because it's all-wheel drive, as far as the way it drove.
Oh, the Lambo's all-wheel drive? That was the only one that was all-wheel? Everything was rear?
McLaren might have been, but the Ferrari was rear.
Mm, wow.
But it, like, if you're banging a right turn, it puts more power to the outside wheel to push you around. It's crazy. It's like, you know, it's all smart technology. But anyway, I went to the Lambo next, all-wheel. As soon as he said all-wheel drive, I just immediately felt more comfortable. I was like, oh, awesome. So, and my time, I didn't know they were timing. My time got lower. I think it was around a minute 30 around the track, something like that. But I wasn't pushing it on the backside. I was just kind of taking it easy on the backside. So then third car, Ferrari. And he's like, this car is, you know, this. I think this will be your favorite car. He's like, really? It should be. He said, it's rear-wheel drive. So as soon as he said rear-wheel drive, I get nervous going over some of those hills and then getting on the gas. Because as you go over the hill, he's like, on the gas. And you turn, you know, you're turning in over
the
hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're up a hill, right, and you're, yeah, you know, coming down the backside. And I'm like, I'm just like, rear-wheel drive. I'm going to spin this thing out. So the first couple, I was a little slower. And then he's like, nope, I'm telling you. He's like, be on the gas going over that hill. And, you know, he's like, it'll take it. Car will take it all day. I was like, all right. So I got more comfortable. And again, I didn't realize they were timing me. I looked down on my second to last pass, 153 on the straight thing. And I was braking late. He's like, I see him going like this. I was like, so I knew I was like pushing it. And one time in the Lambo, the ass end got a little loopy because he said you want to be dead straight when you brake that hard, dead straight. Mm-hmm. Maybe I wasn't perfect because the ass end one time braking on at like 150 got a little loopy. But anyway, I hit one. I said, that's good. I got over 150. I said, that's good. We'll take it back, you know. But good dudes. Anybody that want, they're coming back in October. You can rent the cars. They're street legal. But check them out. Cloud9 Exotics and Velocity Driving. So yeah, but they'll be back. They told me.
Yeah, it was a good time even at Tryon Stadium.
Yeah, this was a totally different experience. But you did it before. What track?
I did there, and I did Monticello.
Yeah, you did that with your caddy, right? Yep.
No, I did a caddy the one time. I did that one in Monticello.
Right?
I did a Porsche in the other one, yeah.
That's what, New York?
Yep. How about Saturday, bro? How about the fights? How about the event at Ribs, the Hub, in Toms River?
Packed house. We weren't there for the charity event they did early in the day. The
weather wasn't permitting quite much, but
we didn't make it to that, although we got there kind of at the tail end of it. Tony brought us out. What was that great big lamb chop thing? That was amazing. What was that? Lamb shank?
No, it wasn't a lamb. I think it was beef. It was beef shank. Yeah, beef.
Anyway, amazing. And then we got up on the stage, started podcasting. By that time, it was packed. I don't think you could fit anybody else in there. But, you know, you said it. The card was absolutely a stacked card, top to bottom.
Yeah,
You said, you know, who wins, you know, with this fight tonight, or who wins with this card tonight? Everybody. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, the Gaethje-Poirier fight didn't disappoint at all. They're 1-1 now. That's kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Well, you think that happens, the fight happens again?
I think the fans would love to see it happen again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm sure. I could see it happen. But I'd seen... I think Connor said, I'll knock him out one shot, talking about Gaethje. So Gaethje's like, sign the contract. So I think that's the fight they're trying to make.
Well, no, Gaethje said, look, I'm not going to lie. Would I like to fight Connor? Of course. You know, I mean, that's, you know, it's a whatever, feather in my cap or whatever, but I'm not fighting anybody on steroids. That's what he said.
Well, he just said an hour ago on Twitter, via X. It's not Twitter no more.
That's correct. I'm still going to call it Twitter, though.
Via X. Sign the fucking contract.
Did he?
Yeah.
Because he wants that payday. I don't
money
him.
Talks, baby.
Nobody can blame him, bro.
No.
I mean, listen, I don't want to say he's on the tail end of his career, but he's certainly not at the beginning of his career, so not a bad move at all, you know? Not a bad move at all.
Oh, yeah.
I think he said it, though. He said it a few fights ago. I think I heard him say I've got maybe four good fights in me, and I want all big, you know, big name fights.
I almost think he's at the point, like, next fight he loses, he's probably done. Yeah.
Look good, man. I mean, you know, we just had a gentleman's bet on it, and I thought Poirier would win that. And no, actually, not with you. You said you were picking. Yeah. And
who did you have a gentleman's bet with?
Who did I have the gentleman's bet with?
You don't know many gentlemen.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Anyway, somebody. And I lost, but, you know, I was happy. I love Gaethje. Like, that dude brings it every time.
Yeah, I know.
But he threw a straight right, kind of blinded Poirier a little bit, and he... only got one arm up instead of two. That foot kind of wrapped around.
Yeah, you know, we got did the back of the neck.
Partially block it, but.
Yeah. But you need
round two, right?
Two hands on head kick. Round two, yeah, it was kind of early. Who was Poirier kind of having like, it's so hard, by the way, just to watch the fights when we have these events, kind of, people are talking to you, trying to catch your ear and whatnot. Poirier was kind of commanding that first round, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, he was throwing leg kicks. I mean, it was, you know, he wasn't walking away with it, but I think he was in control. And then, you know, both guys are dangerous, but Gaethje had a game plan and then executed it.
And then Ferguson, he didn't look too great. I kind of anticipated that, to be honest with you.
Same. He just, I mean, listen, retire, you know. You can't tell a fighter what to do. They're going to do what they want to do. He's a legend, you know, giving us some amazing, amazing fights. But, I mean,
I think they said
I think it's time.
I don't know, from 12 to 20. So I don't know the dates, but 12 to 20, he was like 12-0. And then from 20 to 23, he's 0-6.
Yeah, 0-6.
That's rough. It's rough. Yeah. I mean, he's fighting the best. He's fighting the best guys. I mean, you know, good guys. But, yeah, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for the kid.
Yep.
He had a hell of a go.
He did, man. I mean, but did you hear any of the post-fight stuff? Did he say he's done?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything. I hope he's done. But, again.
But how about the Ribs is a hell of a place to watch fights.
Amazing. Though. Amazing place.
Good energy. The food is really good, and it's cheap, too. I don't say cheap, but affordable.
Oh, yeah, totally affordable. He's always done very well with his pricing. I had friends that were there that I didn't even know were coming. Had no clue they were coming. My friend Joe, Tiomi, were there. I walked over. I was like, hey, guys, I didn't know you were coming. He's like, I was Googling it. He's like, this is the only place around that I could find anywhere that was showing the Showtime fight and
UFC. Yeah, he's a fight fan. Yeah, he's a big combat sports fan. And he had all fights on.
Spence Crawford.
Man. Like, I was talking to you about that fight beforehand. I was really geeked about it, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I was really looking forward to the fact that it could have been like an epic showdown. Mm. Both guys, top of the game, undefeated guys. I feel like they were both in their prime. Okay. And I thought it was going to be a good fight. It was still a great fight, but no way did I think
Crawford was just going to
just walk through him pretty much
from round one.
Untouched. Yeah. I don't even know if he got hit, man.
He looked so fresh and clean at the end of that.
Yeah.
And he did not breathing. There was, mouth closed the whole time. Stance.
He's top notch.
He's different.
Now people are saying, oh, he beats Mayweather. He would have beat Mayweather. Now he can't.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I mean, people.
Too late now.
That's the fight game. People are going to say what they're going to say. Yeah. But I did see, I know you disagreed with this, but I saw some doctor on Instagram.
Say
he was a doctor. He was definitely a doctor, neurosurgeon or neurologist, rather. Say that he was a fight fan. He was watching it with his wife, and he left. I think he said he was left the room, and he heard his wife say, you know, Spence just doesn't look right. And he came down. He's like, you know, I really was analyzing like how he looked. And he said, to me, he looks like he's got some neurological damage. before the fight even started.
He got that from, when warming up in the back?
I don't know, just from, I guess, his facial features, the way his eyes look.
This guy must be a fucking hell of a doctor. I want this guy to check me out. Can you send him a picture? Can you send him a snapshot of me and ask him how my neurons are doing?
I'm telling you what this guy said. I didn't say it was accurate. Probably holy just a guy shit. Trying to get some notoriety, but he said he looked like there was some neurological damage.
I seen a headline. It kind of pissed me off at first. I seen Stephen A. Smith was like, Spence should retire. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Get one loss to the best guy in the pound for pound best guy in the world. Arguably, how the fuck can you say this guy needs to retire? But then I seen
fighting's really not even in his wheelhouse.
No, not at all. Not at all. No combat support is. Mm. But I mean, whatever. He's a talking head. Everybody. That's the whole idea. You want everyone to talk about the event. I mean, that's how it gets the word out. Mm-hmm. But like, dude, don't start telling people when and when not to do stuff. You know, especially in that game, especially a game that you know nothing about. I mean, I don't even think he was a good basketball player. Never mind fighter. You know?
Well, that's why I said Tony Ferguson. To me, I'm a nobody. I'm never going to be able to tell that guy what to do because the fighters are going to do what they're going to do. I think it's the end of the road, but Tony's going to do what he wants to do for him, and nobody should tell him.
But I'm saying, a guy, listen, Tony, different. Just six fights in a row, stoppages in a row, bad stoppages. Yeah, this guy just lost, you know, one fight. That was his first time. He's still kind of fairly young, right, in his 30s. And, but now... roll it back a little bit, I did maybe, again, I only seen the headlines when I was making these thoughts in my mind, but I think if there was other dialogue where he's saying, I think he has a head injury, and maybe because he talked to the great doctor, the great neurologist, and he knows this guy's got a head injury.
Can you look that clip up, just see if you can find
it? Then I can see why he would say he needs to retire.
Yeah.
So, again, maybe I shouldn't be making all these statements
from that one,
coming to these conclusions based on just a headline.
Right. Yeah. I remember when the guy said it, he said, my wife noticed. So, yeah, it's kind of a little suspect.
Oh, so he's...
My wife noticed. And then I really...
This great neurologist.
Yeah.
Hey, behind every great man is a nosy-ass wife.
Oh. Bro, you love... That's a good one. Cut it.
What do you want me to look at?
Doctor. Just put in doctor. Suspects that Spence could have neurological damage, and see what pops up, if anything.
What was it, Dr. Seuss? Oh, man.
So he possibly suffered brain damage from his October 2019 car accident.
Yes. Oh. Yes, that was it. Yep, the car accident, yeah.
But, all right.
But he didn't notice it until this fight.
He didn't notice until...
I mean, I don't think he's ever examined the guy. He just saw him fighting, and this is where he came to this conclusion.
It was like a month ago, that comment was made.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was made a month ago? I thought it was made...
There's a clip on YouTube from a month ago.
Mm. Oh, I thought... Okay, so then...
Brain damage from the car accident.
I thought he... Okay.
What are the signs of brain damage, though?
And where did he see him?
Slow response times to questions and a sort of constant blank...
Well, that makes more sense, then.
He also has droopy eyes.
Pick that mic up. Pick that mic up. Right? If you're going to talk.
Speaking of Tony.
I think it's in already, right, isn't it? Or no? No. Boom. There we go.
Tony said, I'm getting these this week. Great steak. Look at this. Look at this cow. We got to go and try this thing.
Holy shit. Roger. Roger.
Piemontese beef cattle.
Roger wants to try it out before you slaughter it, though.
You idiot. No, I want whatever that thing's on, though. Breed of the Piedmontese breed of cattle has an inactive myostatin gene, unlike other breeds. Gene, unlike other breeds of cattle, the difference this makes is that while other cattle can only gain so much lean muscular tissue, then rest must, I don't know, got cut off, but...
My guy, there's too many words for Roger.
No, he screenshot it, and it's cut off, so I can't read the rest.
No, you've seen those myostatin cows that are huge.
Yeah, yep.
That's kind of something like that. Hang on, everybody. Roger's texting back somebody. It's important.
Did you have something you wanted to say? Go ahead, bud. I can still comment back.
I don't know. I'm just doing a podcast.
Go ahead, bud. I can comment back. I got headphones on. I can hear you.
Andrew has looked up what you wanted, and he has ready to fucking give it to you.
Yeah, well, I can hear. I can hear. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rod. He's done texting now. Hang on. You're good now.
It said during the pre-fight and post-fight interviews, there was a slow response time to the questions he was asked and a sort of blank look on his face.
Okay, wait.
The fuck guy lost. He's pissed off.
He also had droopy eyes.
Pre-fight,
he's got punched in the face.
Pre-fight and post-fight of this fight with Crawford? Because you said it was a month ago.
No, but he's saying...
The fight last night. This is somebody else commenting on it.
So
he seemed to recover from heavy shots more slowly than in the past, and he seemed delayed in his execution.
He did. He did seem delayed, but
yeah. Okay, how many fights did he have since that accident? This ain't the first fight he had since the accident.
It was
2019.
And so, he had severe head trauma from that accident.
No. That's what I'm saying. How many fights did he have before that? So you can't say it could have been a fight that did it to him.
After, you mean? You don't mean before. After.
I mean after. Yeah. I'm saying before this last fight.
Yeah.
How many fights did he have after, since the car accident, and before this fight? You know what I mean? And I'm sure look, of course the car accident could have done some brain damage. And I heard that accident was...
You said there was no crazy head trauma, though, in the accident.
I don't know. No, I don't think there was. He came back to boxing fairly quickly. So, I don't know how much head trauma he could have had. But the head trauma could have definitely been from the car accident, obviously, but it could also have been from one of the fights he had, or it's training in the gym.
Do you ever, totally off subject, talking about trauma to the head?
Three fights
after the accident?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yeah. There was a case, a murder case.
What was the case that they gave me?
That I saw, I don't know, it was on like one of those body cam or whatever things I was watching, but crazy circumstances to it. It was a guy and his, I don't think it was his wife, a girlfriend, living in a house. I think they had I believe it was a dispute with somebody. And a man and his son showed up at the house, shot the girl, killed her, and shot the kid, the boy, in the head, and he collapsed on the floor. They thought they left him for dead. They left. Days went by, and the police showed up. Someone did a wellness check or whatever. I could have this a little off, but I believe they did a wellness check on the house. They came in, found the woman dead immediately, found the boyfriend in the house, like just sitting in the chair, staring straight ahead, like, you know, totally out of it. Been there, you know, for days.
He's the one that got shot?
Well, listen to the story, yeah. So they bring him in for questioning, right? They're talking to him. They think he did it. They think he killed her, right? Interrogating this guy, like, you need to tell us. And he's very confused. They can tell. And finally, and they're doing this for like hours with this kid. And one final detective comes in and he's like, you know, the kid's got a big black eye. He's got a big black, you know, like, and they're like, how'd you get the black eye? And he can't answer. He's like, I don't remember. I just, you know, I don't know. He can talk. He's talking. The detective stands up and starts looking at him, finds a bullet hole in his head, right, where they shot him, and the bullet was lodged in his brain. He's like, holy shit, this guy's a victim. This guy isn't a killer. He's a victim.
Wow.
But it took him hours and hours and hours. They rushed the kid to the hospital. He dies in the hospital.
Get out of here.
And then they solved the murder after that. Yeah.
Wow.
Kid was getting interrogated.
You think if the thing...
He lived for like 3 days.
I know, but you wonder, like, if they got him, they didn't interrogate him, got him to the hospital.
They probably
got him to the hospital, took the bullet out, and that kid killed him.
I don't know. You know, I don't know all the details of the story, but I think I got that part pretty much right. He definitely died, and then they pieced it together, and then they got I think it was a father and son that was some beef over whatever. And
who killed who?
It was a father and son that broke into the house that this kid had some sort of previous beef with, and they shot the girlfriend dead, shot him, thought he died. You know, the police did a wellness check days later, found him just sitting in a chair or sitting on the couch, thinking he's the killer because his girlfriend's dead. They start asking him all these questions. He's just giving these confused, nonsensical answers. They bring him into the police station, start interrogating him, and hours and hours later, one detective happens to notice he's got a black eye, and then he examines him closer, finds a bullet hole in his head. What?
You just told me the same story again.
Because you asked the question.
No, I know. I asked you one part of it. I said, who killed him? And then he goes and tells me the story all over again.
You are the toughest human being. Literally.
It was tough.
Literally.
I said, who killed him?
Well, you know how many... You have any idea how many times, like, you mispronounce shit or say shit wrong? And I, like, because I'm a good friend, I try to help you out and not draw attention to it. I'm not doing that anymore.
Right.
I'm drawing attention to everything.
Please.
Everything. Please. Go ahead.
Please. Please.
Everything.
Do you like bananas?
No.
No? Not a banana guy?
Not a banana guy.
You didn't like that thing last night. That was really good, too.
No, I did.
The fried banana. That was a fried banana, so I guess you do like bananas.
This is intriguing stuff. This is riveting stuff. We're going to talk about bananas. Riveting.
It was the vaginas.
Yes, I get it. I know where you were going. I got the setup early on that one.
It reminded me of it.
Got the setup. I caught it real quick on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us that story again?
What? No. But I got where your joke, your lead in to the bananas and Lizzo. Got it.
Do you want to run the plot by me?
Not right now. Give me a few minutes. I'll run it again. You got anything else other than bananas? That was your topic.
I got.
Got anything else?
Did you see
riveting? Our bananas.
Our buddy sent us.
apples. What do we got? Coconuts.
Oh goodness.
Riveting. Riveting stuff.
How about the Pfizer guy?
Go ahead.
Was he, it said he is the head of Pfizer department. What does that mean?
Former.
Right. What does that mean, though?
Like, Vice president.
You think he was a big wig?
Of a department within Pfizer.
Okay, so was he a big wig?
Of course.
Or was he like department of fucking sanitation? Or he was like department of cafeteria work?
No, I read what he was. It wasn't a minor role. But he was a vice president.
But he's spitting some crazy
2000
stuff.
2000 or 2008 or something like that.
But he's spitting some crazy stuff, kind of, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
Right? He was saying, not millions, possibly billions of people are going to die. He's saying if we don't do something, our rights are going to be gone, mm-hmm. right? He said this has been a plan that's been in place for a long time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And he's pretty much like, be brave and speak out, get other people to follow. But like, what? How? In what way? By saying no?
If you look up his
name. By saying no? He's saying by saying no to the tyranny, right?
I would assume.
But what tyranny? How can we say no?
What do you mean, how can we say no?
How can we do what he's saying?
Refuse when they give mandates. Refuse the mandates.
Yeah, right? That's what he means pretty much, right?
Of course.
He don't mean like take up arms.
Right.
Or does he?
I don't know. I mean, we live in a, you know, law and order, right? The United States is law and order, but we're not mandates. Mandates aren't enforced by cops. Policies, you know, like we talk often about, because I'm a fan of some of them. Some of them are assholes, but some of them. The auditors, the First Amendment audit guys, like I've learned a lot about, you know, certain things. But, you know, you walk into a building, let's say a federal building or a post office, oftentimes they'll have private security. Private security immediately comes up and says, excuse me, there's a policy. This building has a no film policy. And the guy will immediately say, well, that doesn't trump my constitutional First Amendment right to be able to film. You know what I mean? And then it becomes a back and forth, you know, between. And then he always says, because he's a security officer, he doesn't actually have any law enforcement abilities. He said, I'll call the police. Police always show up. And sometimes you get some guys that aren't very educated that detain the person or handcuff the person, and usually a lieutenant or a sergeant will show up and say, no, he has every right, as long as he's conducting some form of business and he's not causing a disturbance.
He's conducting some form of business?
And his form of business is he's an independent journalist documenting the services and duties of our...
So you couldn't go film then there?
Sure, because there's no... You need no paperwork or no proof that you are part of the media. You and I could start our own media. We are right now. We are media.
Mm.
There's no credentials, and oftentimes he'll hang them up on that and say, "Sure, I'll give me. You got a Xerox machine? I'll print something up right now." You know, there is no credentials to being media. That doesn't mean that, you know, ABC or whatever might not have a badge on that says it, but they just Xerox that. It's no. There's no, you know, there's no background check or anything you need to do for it. You know.
Well, Dana White ain't giving anybody media credentials.
But that's private business.
I'm joking.
These guys never do that to a private business because they know they can't.
Yeah.
They cannot do it. There's a big, big difference there. I don't know how we got off on that side tangent, but you said, I think we got there because you said, does it mean stand up against, you know, I said, I think it does. It means stand up against things like mandates, policies, anything that is not an actual law or that violates your constitutional rights, we absolutely should be standing up against, in my opinion, you know, and more so for our children, you know, in my opinion, because as we know, the school system often enacts policy and, you know, and then when you go in to speak, what do you get, 3 minutes? They give you 3 minutes, you're timed, and they cut your mic off, and during COVID, you used to have to call in, remember? And then they weren't taking calls. You know, if you wanted to speak on any matters that were going on in the school board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I had friends that were like, you know, I'm scheduled to do a Zoom call at whatever, 7:15 at night. Yeah. And they said they were having technical difficulties. So you didn't even get to voice your opinion, you know?
Well, they find ways to restrict that. That's the thing.
To mess with you.
Did you see our lieutenant governor?
Passed away. Yeah. Lots of questions. I have no facts about it.
No, I don't know nothing. I just know.
Lots of questions, though.
I mean, how old? I mean, I shouldn't seem that.
I saw her.
70?
Yeah.
Really? She was that old?
I think so.
Wow, she looked. I thought she was. I would have pegged her for like 50.
The picture I saw, she didn't look 70.
Right?
I only saw her picture and the headline. I know nothing about it. But do you? I mean, listen. I'm sure they're going to get a full autopsy. You think they're going to be honest about it?
No.
Fuck no.
Just like.
No.
And Murphy's been in Italy too.
Really?
So I don't know who's running the show now.
Wow.
Wow.
He's vacationing in Sardinia. Murphy.
Listen, I don't want to attack somebody personally, but it's just a general question. Like, listen, I'll attack him all day as doing his, you know, gubernatorial duties. But on a personal note, he's clearly got, he's a very, very wealthy man, correct? I mean, what do you think his net worth is? Millions and millions, right? I don't know if he's a billionaire, but certainly, you know, millions. Why can't that man get his teeth fixed?
Mm.
Why?
He got, see what he did with his hair? His hair is a little bit more like modern age.
Really?
It's all like long and, yeah.
Again, I don't want to attack people personally. I'm not attacking. It's a question.
I think it's around $80 million.
Yeah, 80. I think it's a legitimate question. Why can't you get your, you certainly can afford it.
Some people don't want it, dude.
It's like Michael Strahan with the gap in his teeth. Yeah. This is like.
Well, I think he was probably, but they're healthy teeth. I think those are healthy teeth. Yeah. You know, he looks like he can eat an apple with no problem. I don't think Governor Murphy's eaten many apples.
He looks like shit lately.
Dude, yeah.
His hair's all over the place. Mm. He looks very, like, frail.
Mm.
How old is he?
Probably in his 60s, I would think.
There's a lot of, you know, in the fisheries department, there's a lot of...
Fisheries?
65.
There's a lot 65. Of hatred. I know a lot of fishermen, and there's a lot of hate going his way in that fisheries industry because of the windmills.
Mm.
I mean, he's stamped... That's a billion-dollar job. Billion-dollar job. And it always goes over. You know what I mean? It always goes... So it'll be $5 billion, let's say, when it's done. And they outsource it to a Dutch company. Why would we do that?
Wow.
It's a Dutch company doing all that work.
Wow.
And they're saying, you know, they're probably going to completely kill. I think I said to you the article of the comedian saying, you know, what's his name? I love him too. Shit, I'm drawing a blank on his name. Said that, you know, New Jersey property value is going to plummet because of this. I sent you the link, the dude, fuck, what's his name?
A comedian?
He's a comedian. He's hysterical too. I'm totally drawing a blank on his name. Anyway, I sent you the clip a while ago. I know I send you a lot of stuff.
Young guy.
Said his name, I would know it in 2 seconds. I just
like the guy that we like popular.
Yeah, totally popular. You definitely know who he is. I'm just
from around here.
I don't know. I don't know where he's from.
Is he a country guy? Sound country?
No.
Oh.
No. Anyway, yeah. But why? And then there's talk again. I don't know this. Or the opinions in this room are just opinions. That he owns a stake in it in the Dutch company and
that's what I've heard.
I don't know if that's true. Again,
probably
not saying that's fact, but
one hand washes the other. I don't mind people making money in their process as long as they don't do everybody dirty in the process.
No, you can't hold a public position
like Ritaco with the Thompson School District. Right.
Right.
He was skimming from the top,
right?
But we were in the surplus.
Mm.
There was more than enough to go around like that. I'm kind of like, if there's more enough to go around, take your fair share, my friend.
I don't think you should be skimming at all. I mean, I'm sure Ritaco got a pretty good salary just for doing what he was doing. You shouldn't be skimming. Our taxes are high enough, bro. You know what I mean?
No, I know. I'm just saying though, like our school districts, our sports, all this stuff. The interest is not there like it used to be.
Mm.
The money's not there like it used to be. And we had a criminal running it, and it was fucking the best it ever was. I don't know. It seems like I'd take the criminal.
I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of like mob. That's mob logic, kind of. And I see where you're going with that.
I think it's not so cut and dry like that. You start small, right?
You start doing illegal things and just skimming. Right, you're just skimming. You're just taking like 1%.
No, for sure.
And you're taking 2%, and you're taking 3%, and then you're
maybe
taking
I don't know.
6,
yeah, I don't know exactly what went down. I'm just looking at the facts. Tom's River Fast. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I mean, I remember what.
That's when I lived. The Ritaco Center. It's changed.
PNC Bank or something.
It's changed many names. But I lived by those condos. They used to have the Tom's River Fest, and I used to have Kelly Clarkson and this person playing. I'm like, yo, this is in my backyard.
Yeah, that was great. In your backyard. That is great.
I'm not that I was a Kelly Clarkson fan or anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, everything's crazy, bro. This world is just so nuts.
Mm. Yep.
But like some people, like our kids, have no idea.
No,
right?
And I don't want them to know anything about it.
No, I know.
I would never talk politics in front of my kids ever. I don't talk anything negative.
I don't know. What do you mean politics though? Like, what are politics? What I guess, like, in...
I don't... Listen, because now, you know where I stand.
No, but now, like, family values... politics has crossed into family values, so I feel like you have to kind of talk...
Okay, so maybe a little bit. Like, I've taught my kids how to shoot guns. Is that politics?
No.
Or is that just family values?
Yeah, family values. Okay. That's like a family thing. Right. But someone will make it political.
Sure. Right? They always do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they just, like, they came in with, like, with this whole, you know, the shit they're stuffing down our kids, you know, throats at school. Mm. That's, like, kind of coming into family values. Mm-hmm. Like, stay the fuck out of family values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all. 100% agree. 100% agree. But when you do, right... three school districts around here kind of agreed with that, and they're getting sued by our governor.
Yeah, I hear they're showing them back, right?
Yeah, some parents are. They're putting together a suit, I hear. It's insanity what's going on, and I want to shelter my kids from it as long as I can. I don't put the news on in front of them. When I watch stuff on my phone, I turn the volume way down so they can't hear it. And
I want to
shelter them as long as I can.
Yes, I don't want them to know. Yours are young enough. Mine are a little bit older. Right? You gotta. My older ones, at least.
At least, mm-hmm. they gotta stand up for themselves.
Yeah, right? I don't know, man. I think I asked my daughter, hey, what are they teaching you? I want to know. I want to hear what the stuff that they're telling these kids. Yeah. Like, do they talk? What current events do they talk about? Mm-hmm. I want to know what they're talking about, just to say. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I want to. I want to tell my kid how to think, but I want to make sure no one else is telling my kid how to think.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
Let my kid kind of come up with their own way of looking at things, but through our values that I'm teaching them.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't want someone else's values teaching my kids.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know where that line got blurred or where that started or how long ago it was, but, you know, I think it started when parents started becoming friends and stopped parenting, you know, however many years ago that really started. And, you know, I think having a strong masculine role in the house, which is not that commonplace anymore, started going away. And, you know, kids seem to be, you know, the school started raising your kid, basically, more or less. Wasn't that way when I was in school at all. My parents, if the school said, you know, you can keep this, it's your secret, you can keep here, we won't tell your parents, you know. My parents, if I went home and said, you know, today they told me I could be a girl and told me that I don't have to tell you, or, you know, I could do it. My mother would have flown in there and said, that's not your job. She would have said she would have said a lot more than that, but
yeah, well, it's a different world than that.
Yep, for sure. What's the worst day you ever had, Frankie, that you can think of? You think of one on the back, like the worst day where it was just a run of bad luck?
No, I don't think of those days.
Can't think of one?
No.
All right. Since you got nothing over there, I figured you were going to say that. I just thought of this today. I don't know why. I think it was... Oh, I know why. Because I went to Millville, and I drove by this section of road. I was like, holy shit, what a fuck... And I was like, that'd be a good story for the podcast. When I was going through my bullshit 4-5 years ago, whatever it was, got into my funk, you know, got a little depressed. There was a girl... I'm not going to say her name, that I'd been friends with, actually was friends with the ex too, that had reached out. We were talking a little bit, you know, she was kind of being there for me, and I was just having a really bad day. Like, it was a bad day. I think it was a work day, and I think I'd taken off work because I was just so stressed, and she just called me and said, let's do something today. Just whatever. I don't care what it is. Let's do something. I was like, you know what? Let me get out of this house. Let's do something. So she comes over, and at that time, I had a 6.7 Ford F-250, big, lifted, beautiful black truck. I had just sold it because it wasn't practical at all. I'm a single dad now, right? Need a practical vehicle. I just sold that, and I only had one vehicle left, and it was my F-350 6.0 Ford big, lifted truck. It was a little older. Wasn't as nice as the other one, but I just kept that as basically a beater. And I remember she showed up, and she's like, what do you want to take? I said, I don't care. Take my truck. I don't care. She jumped in. No destination in mind at all. Just got on the parkway. Now, I should add this. A few days prior to this, I'd walked out of my house. I had a court date, divorce hearing type thing. And I walked out of my house. You know, I just had to be downtown. And, you know, I had to be there in like 20 minutes. I had a flat tire in the front of my truck. It was completely flat. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is the worst luck ever. I called my attorney. He ran from the courthouse and picked me up and shot back down there. We made everything was fine. But I fixed this tire a couple days before, but I drove it to Wawa flat, which is half a mile from my house. And I filled it up, took air, filled it up, took it over to Louis. Louis changed the valve stem, bad valve stem, whatever. So now fast forward, this girl shows up, jumps in the truck. We're cruising down the parkway. I have Grayson that day, just Grayson. He's in the back in the car seat, all strapped in. And we're just taking a ride. I mean, that's, you know, we're just talking, taking a ride, right? Going down the parkway, doing 65, whatever, cruising. And all of a sudden, bro, and it had 35-inch tires on it, right? All of a sudden, the front tire just goes, boom! And I mean the loudest boom you've ever heard in your life. Thing deflates like immediately, like a grenade. It blew apart, right? The whole ass end of the truck slides around. Now I'm doing like 65 miles an hour on the truck. Totally lose control. I'm fighting this thing. Coffee went in the air, spilled all over me, spilled all over her. I got my son in the back. My son's little, right? I'm like, holy shit, I'm fucking fighting the wheel. Thing almost like spun around sideways. I regained control. I saved this thing somehow. I pulled it to the side of the road. My heart is pounding out of my chest. I look back. Grayson was good. Girl's dripping coffee off her face. Coffee's like running off my face. Whole windshield's covered in coffee. I'm like, holy shit, she's scared. She's like, oh my God, oh my God. We're checking on Gray. He wasn't even crying. He was fine. He was the least bothered out of any of us. I'm sitting on the side of the road. I'm like, holy shit. So I'm like, I got AAA. Let me call AAA. I call AAA. They're like, nah, we can't come and get you on the parkway. Mm-hmm. We don't pick anybody up on the parkway. I'm like, I got a flat tire. I got AAA. What do you mean? So I'm like, now, you know, I'm already having a bad day. This girl, I just covered this girl in hot coffee, you know, blew a tire, truck almost fucking flipped over, got my son in the car, I'm on the side of the road, in the grass, on the side of the parkway, AAA won't come pick me up because they won't tow you off the turnpike or the parkway. You got to get towed off by a private company.
That's so dumb.
And then they'll come and get you, right? You go to the nearest exit, get towed off, get on the side of the road. So I'm going back and forth with these guys. I'm like, why do I have fucking AAA? So I'm getting pissed off. The girl's like, just calm down, listen, we're okay, calm down. It's all good. I don't know who to call. Call my best friend, Louie. Because he lives the next exit. I'm almost to the Barnegat exit. He lives in Barnegat. I call him. He's like, yeah, I'm just about to get on the parkway northbound. He's like, I'll just bust a Yui through one of those, you know, those cop crossovers or whatever. He pulls up in front of me, and like him, Meg, and the kids in his SUV. He was there in 15 minutes maybe, right? So I'm like, awesome. All right, Lou's great. Lou will have a plan, right? Mm. So I roll my window down. Lou pulls around me in the grass, he's pulling up next to me. I just rolled my window down, right? We'd been sitting there, like I said, maybe 15 minutes. Lou was pulling up, and he ran over a plastic soda bottle that was sitting in the grass that I didn't even see. Well, he runs this thing over. It's a hot day, roasting day. He runs this thing over. It blows the end cap of it off, and it shoots right directly in my face, just burning hot liquid on my face, right? Like fucking, like... Could not have hit me any more directly. I heard it go, psh, right? Bro, hits me direct. It's piss.
No.
It's piss.
Oh.
Someone had pissed in a bottle and threw it out the fucking side of the window. Covered in coffee, almost rolled my truck over. Girl who I'm trying to kind of talk to or impress or whatever, covered her in hot coffee.
And that's not what you want to cover her in.
The fucking tow truck won't pick me up. And I just got smoked in the face with fucking a
hot piss.
Liter of hot piss. Smelled horrible, bro. I was like as close to crying as you could get to crying, right? Like, and the girl was so, she's like, it's okay. She's like wiping my face off. I'm like, that was piss. That was piss. I'm looking at Lou. I'm like, that was piss. He's like, oh my God. I'm so, he felt bad. You know, I was like, you didn't know. So Lou made a plan, got one of his buddies to come with a private truck, towed me off. Then AAA came and picked me up. But worst day ever.
Wow. Yeah. Piss in the face.
Piss in the
honestly
face.
Honestly, if you told me a story and it ended with piss in your face,
I would have thought you would have said this is probably the best night of your life.
I would have thought it would have been the best night of your life.
You would have thought there was some guy named Alfonso involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Unfortunately, Alfonso.
It's a tough one.
Worst day of my life. And I don't know why. I just happened to drive by the place today. And
honestly, that's a good story. I'll tell you what. If that's the worst day of your life,
that's not that bad.
You're fucking doing all right,
at
buddy.
The time, bro, that was like
that's not bad.
Because I was already at rock bottom. I was literally at rock bottom. You know what I mean? And then that shit happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, motherfucker. So yeah, yep.
But in retrospect,
yep. What do you got? You got something about bananas?
bananas. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana?
All right, man. That was a good go. Guys, can't say enough about Ribs Hub, Tom's River. If you guys have never visited there before,
Tony's been in business for over 30 years in this town.
At the very least, check them out if you're a fight fan the next fight. Give them a chance. Make it your next spot for watching, any fight, really, but definitely the UFC fights. I mean, what was there? 40 TVs in there?
Yes.
Insane.
40 TVs. Hey, but guys, make sure you find and follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and most other podcast platforms.
Boom. Good go.